Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thank you for joining us on your ride home. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is with me, and on the phone, Dr. Ezeke, the director of the Illinois Department of Health, who graduated with honors from Harvard College with a concentration in chemistry. Her medical degree is from the University of California at San Diego, completed her internship and residency at Rush Medical Center. It's amazing that some people would turn to their cousin for information when you're the person we turn to and the person that I personally trust. How are you today, Dr. Ezeke?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So your department today announced that they are endorsing what the CDC says, and that is about boosters for kids. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We are absolutely seeing that vaccine immunity does wane, especially against new evolving variants. And so getting up to date with your vaccination schedule includes getting that booster at the appropriate time.
University of Illinois system is now requiring COVID-19 booster shots for their students, their staff, and their faculty. Will the city of Chicago or the state change the definition of vaccinated to include booster shots, meaning that if you have to follow the mandate and show your vaccine card, that it would have to include that you had your booster shot as well before you enter a place of business like a club or a restaurant?
No, that's a great question. And definitely those conversations are being had right now. There's no immediate plan to make a change, but we really want to continue to follow what the research and the data tells us. And so, you know, things are constantly evolving. I gotta be ready for changes and curveballs, but that's not a change that we're ready to make at this time.
Dr. Ezeke, there was some positive news, I think, this afternoon from the state in that these two antiviral pills will be available in Illinois. I think, is it in the coming week or so? How much do you think that will impact the situation that we're in right now?
That's a great question. We have two products from Merck and from Pfizer that have that emergency use authorization. Unfortunately, it is not the game changer that's going to make a difference for the entire state, just because the amounts that are available are so very small. So we have, you know, just a couple thousand doses, and when you think about the number of people that are infected every day, this isn't going to be a game changer for the whole state, but for the people who are able to get that, it does decrease your chance of ending up in the hospital or worse.
But it sounds like it'd be a pretty small minority of patients who'd be eligible anyway, right? I mean, you have to have a significant pre-existing condition or comorbidity to get one of these pills?
Yeah, because it's so limited,
we're
advising all of our physicians to be very, very cautious and find their highest risk patient, someone who has a very high likelihood of ending up in the hospital, and trying to prioritize those individuals first.
Dr. Ezeke is the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. A few questions here, too, that are the COVID-19 sites that are popping up. We see people lining up to get their COVID test done. Not all of them are up to snuff, so to speak, right? There are some that aren't trusted or have not been certified.
You know, none of these sites are like licensed or certified by IDPH. And so, you know, if people have any doubts at all about a location near them, I really want to direct them to our DPH, our Department of Public Health website. We have, you can put in where you're coming from and we can show you the sites closest to us. There are sites offered directly from the state. We have local health departments that have sites. Hospital systems have sites. So please go to our site. Any site that you find on our website is absolutely one that's reliable and that you can trust.
Dr. Ezeke, everybody holds on to the hope that we're going to see this variant flame out within a month like it did in South Africa. Is it going to do that? I know you don't have every answer, but what is your thought on it?
Yeah, none of the crystal balls I've been using have been working, but I am hoping that because it is so transmissible, this Omicron variant, and is really just infecting people almost all at once at the same time, that as quickly as it's coming on, hopefully it will come down. South Africa is not exactly look like, you know, like Illinois looks. I have talked to my colleagues in the UK, and they did have a quick spike up and down. So we're hoping that we are going to be off of this in the next couple of weeks, the end of the month, 4 weeks. Who really knows? But again, the strategies that we need to really stem the pain are really the same. It involves vaccinating, boosting, and masking.
Doctor, I want to talk to you about schools a little bit, because you referred to a crystal ball, and obviously things continue to change. In fact, we're just getting word now that there will be no CPS classes tomorrow. So looks like no classes tomorrow for Chicago Public Schools. But last year, when we had remote learning, we were told that it was, even though children weren't as badly affected, we were told it was important that they stay home so that they didn't bring the virus home to their family members, to where there might be generational or multi-generational households and such, which made perfect sense at the time. At this point, we're being told that the kids should be in school, that they're safer nowhere else. So what has changed from last year to this year to where the recommendation is that kids actually go to the classroom?
No, that's an important question. And we have to remember that where we are now versus a year ago, we didn't have 2/3 of the population vaccinated. You know, we didn't have boosters. We have all of that now. So the people that we were, you know, concerned about actually have the ability to protect themselves with vaccines. And after the initial series, the booster. We also know that, you know, there are so many unintended consequences that do occur when kids are not in school. Sometimes people are told to stay home because it's, you know, they're worried about the risk at school. And then those same kids are congregating at home without any masks, you know. And so we know that in schools where people are really good about masking in the schools, that is a safe place. And so we want to also preserve mental health. And we know some of the difficulties that people have encountered from not being in school, as well as the many other services besides just the reading, writing, and arithmetic, the other services that are provided by school that doesn't get replicated when you're at home. And of course, we don't want to promote increased inequities in with that education gap for people whose remote option is not as solid as others.
Dr. Ezike, the director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. Dr. Ezike, if you had COVID last month, 6 weeks ago, are you going to get this variant as well?
You know, not clear if your Delta antibodies would be enough to withstand Omicron. I think we understand that the vaccine, even though it was made for earlier variants, it was effective against Delta. And we see that there is some immunity escape with the vaccine versus Omicron. And that's why that booster, that extra leveling up, if you will, is actually what helps you not have that severe illness. So will the Delta antibodies by themselves, is that enough? I don't know, but I think we'll start to find the answers to that very soon as people who are infected, you know, just a month or two ago, if we see them get infected or not. I mean, seriously, the research is happening right now.
Yeah, I personally know someone that had it 6 weeks ago, is unvaccinated, and is now sick with the Omicron variant. Tell me about kids right now. Are numbers going up, the amount of kids in hospitals?
The numbers are going up for every age group. The large number of cases, larger than we've seen at any other point in the pandemic, have resulted in record number hospitalizations. We have over 7,000 people in the hospital. We've never seen this number any time in the pandemic. And so along with that big rise, there's an increase in the number of kids that are in the hospital as well.
And what about flu Rona? And everybody loves it. They can, you know, sing along to like My Sharona and that kind of stuff. But it's a serious issue right now if you come down with both at once.
Yeah, no, we have. I have seen that there are people being diagnosed with both. We didn't have a flu season last year. This year, we are already in moderate transmission. So I want to really encourage people to get their flu shot if they have not gotten their flu shot. Of course, get your COVID shot. If you haven't gotten that, get your booster. If it's been not 6 months, but 5 months, if it's been 5 months since your last shot, it's time for your booster. We don't want that twindemic that we were worried about last year. It didn't happen, but I definitely don't want to see it this year either, especially when we already have record numbers of people in the hospital.
Thank you for joining us. I know your day is very busy, and we appreciate you talking to everyone who is listening to WGN right now.
Thank you so much for having me.